To echo our Prime Minister, we are at a major milestone in our journey towards living with COVID-19. And we are now taking a decisive step to reopen our borders and reconnect with the world. I have previously spoken on our plans to reopen our borders in two phases. In the first phase, since September 2021, we have launched vaccinated travel lanes with specific countries and regions. To date, we have 32 VTLs by air and VTLs by sea with Batam and Bintan. Passenger traffic at Changi has continued to grow steadily, reaching 18.2% of pre-COVID levels last week, the highest since we closed our borders in March 2020. Nearly 600,000 travellers have entered Singapore or returned home using our air and sea VTLs. In the second phase of our reopening, we will shift from vaccinated travel lanes to the vaccinated travel framework. The Ministry of Health has streamlined the country region classification into two categories, general travel or restricted. This framework will be the new baseline setting. From the 1st of April 2022, all fully vaccinated travellers from any country or region will be allowed to enter Singapore quarantine-free, provided that they have not been in countries or regions on the restricted list in the preceding 7 days. We have no countries on the restricted list at present. Along with this shift, we will streamline our processes to make travel more convenient. First, we will remove the need for short-term visitors to apply for entry approval. In other words, fully vaccinated visitors will not need to apply for a vaccinated travel pass before entering Singapore. Second, we will no longer have designated VTL flights or ferries. Fully vaccinated travellers can take any flight or ferry to Singapore to be accorded quarantine-free treatment upon arrival. Third, we will ease testing requirements. Fully vaccinated travellers will not be required to take an on-arrival test. However, for now, those arriving by air and sea will still need to submit a negative pre-departure test result taken within 2 days of departure for Singapore. As explained by the Minister for Health, this is a precautionary measure as COVID-19 cases are rising in some parts of the world. We will review this requirement in 2 to 4 weeks by mid-April.